At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Ag Connect Expo and Sarah Mooney. Sarah, you're the show manager, and we know that we're coming up, I guess, what, the third Ag Connect Expo. I think it's a good opportunity to just give us an update and on some of the latest announcements, because it seems like there are new ones coming out all the time.
Yeah, that's right. The show is going to be held the last 3 days of January, the 29th, 30th, and 31st of 2013 in Kansas City, Missouri. And we have had so much interest from industry groups. We have dozens of co-located meetings and events taking place with the show. And at last count, there are about 6,000 people that are going to be coming in just for those co-located meetings and events in conjunction with the show. So it's pretty exciting. And part of that mix is, some industry groups that are bringing in expert education, relevant content, industry experts and speakers that really going to have a lot of good takeaway information for producers with all kinds of operations.
How about for the companies that are exhibiting there? How is that going in kind of in comparison to where we were at the previous shows?
Yeah, we're about 5 months out from the show right now, and we already have a footprint or exhibit hall that's larger than our two previous shows. So we're going to have a bigger and better show floor, a lot of exhibits to see, broad variety of exhibits as well. So, we hope to get to capacity at the convention center and sell that out. If exhibitors are interested in participating, they can still get in touch with us. There's some spaces to be had yet, but I suspect in the next couple of months we'll be sold out.
And then besides the co-located meetings, there are also a lot of educational opportunities here in terms of programs or presentations too.
Yeah, there's going to be a broad range of education. One thing, our focal point is our center stage. We used to call that our Innovation Theater. It's presented by Successful Farming Magazine for the third show in a row. And we're bringing some very high-level executives, thought leaders, industry experts, and also very large top producers with a broad variety of operations. They're going to be available to answer all kinds of questions, and they'll be available for question and answer periods. And there's really going to be a lot of access to experts, not only in the education sessions at that center stage, which is in the exhibit hall and included in your badge fee, but also within the exhibits, a lot of senior executives of companies, product experts. So it's a great place to really have access to people with the knowledge, that you can ask your questions, get the answers you need. With that, we also have classroom sessions. They're going to be called our master classes, in keeping with our Masters of Mavericks campaign theme for 2013. On, again, a really big variety of topics. A lot of speakers you're not going to find at any other event. So that's very exclusive to us. Then Farm Journal Media is bringing 4 seminars. Successful Farming is bringing a brand new family business program to the show. That's exciting. We also have DTN Progressive Farmer co-locating the DTN University at the show and the Master Marketing Short Course. And a number of other things that are just brand new to the show. So it's new and improved and exciting, bigger and better. We're also going to have our tours. We always have tours in the city we're in, so we've got a number of those too. So there's really just something really for any kind of operation and, for whatever information you need in terms of growing your operation, making it stronger, faster, and more profitable.
Well, I'm interested to see how it goes in this location, because the first two were way down southeast there, and now we'll be right in the heart of the Midwest. I've got to believe that will be beneficial for this type of a show, and we'll just hope we have good weather, okay?
Well, third time's a charm. I know that it's going to be good weather, and we're still open for business in the Midwest in the winter, so it's not going to be a problem. This will probably be a one-off for us in Kansas City. We're looking at Indianapolis for the 2015 show, So that'll be an exciting move. We are looking forward to our Midwestern venues and location to be closer to the operations that we're that you know are our audience.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. We've been visiting here, getting the latest on the Ag Connect Expo that's coming up in January of 2013. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.